Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the program. The number, if you want to join us here, where you can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind, it's 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian and Chris. And things are a little bit different here tonight because we have a film crew here in the studio. So for those of you watching to our feed at home over at, I think the best place to go would be video.freetalklive.com for our Odyssey stream. You can see some guys with cameras in the background. There's actually a French film crew in town today, and they've been visiting with us. I spent several hours with them this morning being interviewed, and I think you picked up the crew at some point and took them down to the yep. Bitcoin embassy.
Yeah, yeah, it was an interesting day. Lots going on in Keene. There's always lots going on around here, but definitely a little bit different.
Yeah, it was actually interesting because as soon as they left, I managed to like get an hour's worth of a nap in, and I was awakened because I had to get up early this morning for their visit, and I was awakened by Nikki calling because she says the gas guys are here. Because what happened in Keene, where we live in southwestern New Hampshire, a few days ago, I don't know if you have the gas lines at your house.
Yeah, we don't have gas all that in West Keene.
So here in downtown area, there's a lot of houses that have a gas feed coming to them, and something happened at the facility a few days ago.
Did they run out of gas?
No, something broke.
Oh,
and they were no longer able to supply gas to any of their Keene customers, basically. And it's been down for like 3 days. Luckily, it's been pretty warm so far this fall, so it's not like it's freezing cold or anything like that. But anyway, the dude that comes in to turn the gas back on today and like relight the burner, he goes, I'm taking him down in the basement, taking him down to the pipes, and he goes, hey man, are you one of the Crypto Six?
Oh yeah.
And I said to him, yeah, I'm one of them. He says, yeah, I saw the cop block sticker outside on the porch. I figured it was one of you guys. And turns out the dude's a Free Stater.
Oh cool.
And
there are so many people, so many Free Staters I've never even met, and it's so weird. Like, you think they people would come out to things and you'd know them, but there's so many people here now, you can't know everybody,
right? And he's one of those that I asked him a few questions, and like, well, how long have you been here? And he says he's been in New Hampshire for a decade, and he'd moved up from Massachusetts, so he didn't have to go far to come up here and join this migration of liberty loving activists. But what he said was he hadn't really kind of gone out to meet anyone until just the last year, so I guess COVID maybe pushed him over the edge. I was like, all right, time to meet my neighbors, the other libertarians here. And so he says now he's got more friends than he ever had before.
Cool.
Like, he's just overwhelmed with the amount of people that that he's met and knows because of this movement. So it was really cool. It's like one of those things where there's just so many. Like you said, they're all over the place. You don't even know who they all are.
I mean, we had one Friday, we had, three or four families. There was a dozen people, and most of the people at the crypto meetup were new people. We had fewer people who were like regulars or people that I knew than we had people I didn't know. There was like two or three of us, and then like everybody else was from out of town. And that was unusual because usually we have more people that I know, we have five or six people, but I know them all. And maybe there'll be one or two people that come out, but a dozen people? I've never had that happen before, except for, we did have that one time where we had like 20 people come out. But
I think that was within the last year.
Yeah, that was also within the last year to come. But they were checking out New Hampshire more so.
Most people do before they move, right?
You
got to make sure that everything's, what they think it's going to be, that this is real, that there really are freedom-loving people
absolutely.
Here. And there really are. So I just thought that was just one of those cool, like, random stories of, oh, look, here's one of these hidden Free Staters.
Absolutely.
And that's the thing. Like, these guys are all over the place, and more of them are coming in. You don't know who they all are. You'll never know who they all are. They're not centrally controlled. There's no central tracking. Yes, the Free State Project does have a sign-up But a lot of people don't even sign up for it. They just move.
You know what's interesting is there was a picture, I think, from the other night, and I think you said you didn't recognize anybody in the picture. Like, it was a group of freestaters.
Yeah, and, but that was for the Seacoast, so that's probably why.
But usually, like, people from the Seacoast and all over New Hampshire come out to, like, the Porcupine Freedom Festival and Fork Fest. So, like, still, at least in the past, you would still know people in other towns and cities in New Hampshire, but not recognizing a single person?
Yeah, that seemed a little unprecedented.
That's unprecedented, I think.
So, you know, we're actually, I've always got stuff in the news regarding cryptocurrency, and since the guys are here, they're actually shooting a crypto-related piece. Can I say what for? Can I say what channel? Can I plug that? Okay, so Ledger. For those that aren't familiar, there are things called hardware wallets, and Ledger is one of the probably most popular out there. I don't know if it's the best seller, but it's got to be one of the top two or three best-selling hardware wallets out there. And a hardware wallet is something that allows someone to store cryptocurrency, not just Bitcoin, but usually several other alternatives like Bitcoin Cash or Dash or something like that, storing that cryptocurrency in a way that is basically offline. It's essentially separated from any kind of internet connection. And so the hardware wallet is ostensibly, besides maybe like a paper backup wallet, a hardware wallet is probably the one of the best, most safer ways.
Kind of like a firewall. I don't know if you could say offline, but certainly like it's like a firewall, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's literally a piece of hardware that you can store in a fireproof safe or something like that and be relatively secure that your crypto is safe.
Yeah, you basically have to press some buttons on the physical device to authorize each transaction. So, like, if, for example, you have a Windows system and you have malware on it, you know, it, without this, you know, your malware could, you know, steal your what's called your private key, and they could get access to all your crypto. But with one of these hardware wallets, they can't do that. I don't know if they can. They might still be able to get access to, like, a certain amount that you're sending at most, but they wouldn't be able to get access to the private key, which would give them access to all your cryptocurrency.
Yeah. So definitely check them out, and they've got a YouTube channel where they're doing like shorts on various different crypto-related things across the planet. So they went to El Salvador. They were telling me recently. They checked out what was going on down there. So they did a piece about that, and then they went to the Bitcoin City, which is one of our competitors, Chris. I'd heard about the Bitcoin City before, and it's in the Netherlands. And there's like 150,000 people in the city. So it's a lot larger than Keene, where we live, with maybe like 23,000 on a college season or whatever. The college is in session here. And so I don't know what the total number of businesses that the Crypto City has, or the Bitcoin City, as they call it, because they only accept Bitcoin at the businesses in Bitcoin City.
It's interesting. We were talking about a little bit about this here, and I'm curious what the what's the actual usage versus the acceptance, right? Because we're always talking about acceptance in Keene, and one of the things I seem to find when I leave New Hampshire, at least, is you go places, and if you go to try and pay in Bitcoin, right, or cryptocurrency, you will find that the cashier doesn't actually know how to accept it. And so there's places supposedly accepting it.
It's a disappointment.
And that's why it's funny because I used to, especially post 2 years ago, I used to go to conferences across the United States and around the world even. Mm-hmm. And every time I would go into a place that like supposedly took it, it's like they didn't actually know how to accept it. And it's like in Keene or anywhere in New Hampshire, really, I go and I never run into that problem. So that's why I'm kind of curious.
It has
what
happened. It has happened in New Hampshire. Like, for instance, I was telling the film crew.
Oh, like with a new employee or something?
Well, that happens, but also the burger place in downtown Keene kind of fell off the radar last year because they started enforcing the mask mandate.
Yeah, they kind of blocked us.
And our, you know, libertarians are like, screw that. I mean, we love your food, but, you know, we're not going to put on these masks.
They were still getting people going in trying to pay with cryptocurrency. They just would run into problems because I think it was a little bit more complicated. So what happened was they changed out their point of sale system, and so their new point of sale system wasn't set up for the cryptocurrency. So they still had the tablet, but that it wasn't working, and that's really what happened.
They changed something.
Yeah, we stopped going. I mean, we did many of us did stop going, but
that's a huge factor. Like if the people who are into crypto don't actually go out and spend it, then eventually a business who's willing to accept the crypto is just going to stop.
Right.
And there's an example of that happened in Manchester. They had a place called, I think it was Dancing Lion Chocolate.
Oh, yeah, I remember them.
Yeah, they were taking
crypto. I think it was Nashua, though.
No, it's Manchester.
Was it Manchester?
Maybe they have one in Nashua, but there was the one in Manchester was the one who was on Elm Street. And I remember calling them a couple years ago because I was updating the crypto map or the coin map, and I asked the guy if he was still accepting it. He said he stopped because no one came in to spend it. So it's like, well, if you don't go and spend crypto, they're not going to keep it up. You know, they're not going to keep the tablet charged.
It's one of the great things about living in Keene. It's small enough where you don't have to worry about people not taking it anymore.
No doubt. We got a good group here. There's more coming up. You can join us.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones, if you want to join us here, the number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight is Ian and Chris, and Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. You want to go and learn the basics about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash? Maybe you've heard that Bitcoin just hit a record high earlier this week, just, I think, 2 days ago at so this point.
66,000, was it?
Yeah, was it almost 67. Almost 67. Okay. Yeah, just almost made it there.
I was saying 68, somebody else was saying 66. Yeah. I'm like, well, technically, at this depends rate, on which exchange you're looking at.
But we could be at 100 by the end of the year. I mean, that is...
I'm crossing my fingers.
A realistic possibility. Of course, anything's possible. It could go down. You never know.
Could.
But if you want to go learn the basics, hit up Bitcoin.com. Click Get Started at the top of the page, and then you'll get some introductory videos. You can watch the first one. If you're short on time, that's going to take you 3 minutes of your life. And you'll get down some of the basics about what makes cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash different and special, and why this is one of the most, if not the most, important financial technology to come across in lifetimes, in generations. It's incredibly important. And so take your time, go and learn about it at Bitcoin.com. And you can also get the latest news headlines over at news.bitcoin.com, which they're updated every single day. Once again, that's news.bitcoin.com. So every now and then, there's a hit piece that comes out about cryptocurrency.
I love hit pieces.
And, yeah, it's always fun to address the hit pieces.
They're just so entertaining. Like, and you know they lie left and right about stuff, and they try to make things sound scary, and then it's like, oh, that's not really scary, that's normal. And
you mean like terrorism,
yeah,
and drug dealers?
Right. Or, like, you know, they try to scare people with, like, oh, it's highly variable. And it's like, yeah, sort of. But, I mean, if you go with the U.S. dollar or dirty fiat, it's always going down, right? So, like, if Bitcoin goes down a little bit or cryptocurrencies go down a little bit, that's not that big of a deal if they go up more than they go down.
And they do.
Right. And so, in the long term, you're still better off with cryptocurrency, even though it varies a little bit in price, right?
Yep. In fact, you're even better off than gold. Right?
Yeah, exactly. That's the point. It's like, it goes down, sure, you lose a little bit of money, but really you're not, because in the end, you're making more than you're losing.
Somebody made the point on, I think it was Twitter today, I think it was Mandrick, who posted that, like, gold just hit $1,800 an ounce. Okay, yeah, that's great news, except he pointed out that when Bitcoin was $5 a Bitcoin, gold was still $1,800 an ounce. So Bitcoin has done a lot. I mean, I love gold. I love precious metals. I think they're beautiful and they're useful and they're valuable. And
I mean, I was even showing them off today. And
the gold backs?
Yeah, the gold backs. Yeah. And it's interesting because Fucking Great's now accepting them.
Get out of here.
Yeah, starting yesterday, as of yesterday, apparently.
Oh, that is so exciting.
So I didn't actually pay with gold backs. I had gold backs, but I decided to still pay with crypto. Because I'm just, I have to say, I'm still a crypto.
By the way, that's the fun noodle place that you're referring to.
Cryptocurrency fan, but I do have crypto. I mean, I do have gold backs as well as crypto. So I certainly do pay with gold backs on occasion.
They're the perfect combination. I mean, what a great way to get out of the government money. Because not everybody's ready for cryptocurrency. I mean, it's come along a lot in 13 years. It's easier than it's ever been. But there's still some people that, you know, they're not ready for it. They're too old or whatever, and they get gold, though. They get it.
It's interesting, too, because it's like, okay, well, some people don't like cryptocurrency, but they love gold.
Yeah.
And other people love cryptocurrency, but they're not as big of a fan of gold.
Mm-hmm.
But if you get both groups, you know, off of this dirty fiat, off of U.S. dollars or euros and so on, all of a sudden, you actually have, like, a freer, more peaceful, you know, world, effectively.
Right. Exactly. The less people are relying on government money, or as you call it, I love dirty fiat. That's great.
I know. I wish love more that. People would use the word dirty fiat. However, if you start using it, like, in exchange, like, I always ask, do you accept dirty fiat at McDonald's? Or, you know, Wendy's or wherever I'm going.
And it really throws them off.
Most of the time, they have no idea what you're talking about.
All right, so let me jump into the story here, and we'll see what they have to say. This is from a website called Unheard.com. Greg Barker, a supposed independent journalist here, he says, Wall Street, the Federal Reserve, and the financial arm of Silicon Valley can't believe their luck. The cryptocurrency movement, the very rebellion that set out to defeat their hegemony, has provided them with the necessary technology to become even more dominant. When Bitcoin, the first ever cryptocurrency, was launched in 2008, not quite, Yeah, I think it was 2009 when it officially came out. But it was hoped that its blockchain technology, which records transactions and cannot be hacked, would spark a digital revolution. If a transaction could be carried out securely without the need for an established bank, it would, we were promised, mark the end of corporate capitalism and the dawn of a new era of decentralization. Just over a decade later, however, blockchain has become the center of the financial elite's new age banking system. Indeed, behind the scenes, they're going all in on crypto. Using its very own cryptocurrency, the world's largest bank, J.P. Morgan, has completed its first interbank crypto trade with fellow Wall Street titan Goldman Sachs. They carried out the transaction of JPM Coin. Did you hear about this JPM Coin when they came out?
No, I don't know when this happened. Is this like a big deal for some reason?
I mean, in the world of bankers, I guess it's a big deal.
I don't really care about what happens in the banking world, right?
Yeah.
I care about how freedom is, you know, encouraged through cryptocurrencies. I'm not an investor. I don't care if you make money off it. I love it when I make money off cryptocurrency, mm-hmm. but that's not why I'm in it, you know?
Well, right. You and I are probably in it. I don't want to speak for you, but for the whole purpose of empowering the individual.
Right.
Right. And getting people to have control over their own money for the first time, if not ever, certainly in generations.
Yeah.
And that's what makes a difference here. And J.P. Morgan, of course, has been their CEO, Jamie Dimon, has been on the attack against Bitcoin for years publicly. He's made statements about how Bitcoin is useless or valueless or worthless or whatever. He's been attacking it. But then recently, J.P. Morgan also started allowing their retail investors to buy it.
I also find it hilarious considering it's like cryptocurrencies have, and Bitcoin specifically, has gone up more than like any stock. Like, I mean, if you're looking at it from an investment standpoint, and I hate to do this, but I admit it is the best investment in like history, right? Mm-hmm. Like, and so like for somebody to say, oh, it's, you know, it's somehow going to hurt you, it's like, no, it's not.
So what they're pointing out here is this JPM coin is something that JP Morgan created sort of as like an interbank currency transfer system. So it's not something that you can buy. You as a, you know, regular right. person cannot just go on some exchange and buy these things.
They're effectively taking what's behind cryptocurrency and Bitcoin to facilitate, to make more efficient the banking system, because the banking system can't compete with cryptocurrencies. That's just what it comes down to. In order to compete, they have to actually use the exact technology that cryptocurrencies are using.
Yeah, and so, I mean, I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing if companies like J.P. Morgan adopt blockchain technology. If it helps them,
I think if anything, that's proven we've won.
Yeah, then good for them.
Right.
And it doesn't take anything away from the success of Bitcoin. It doesn't take anything away from the unending growth, it seems, of the cryptocurrency industry.
Just because they're using cryptocurrency or the blockchain to facilitate transactions in kind of a more traditional way.
Like a private blockchain,
right.
though.
Doesn't mean that you have to... You have to engage in that, right?
Right.
You don't
have to use their bank.
Right. You don't have to use their service, right? This is the great thing about the free market. You know, with the free market, we have a choice. And if you choose to use the system that isn't controlled by the banks, right, that's your choice. But you can also choose to use, if you believe in what the banks are doing, right, and the industry and all that, and the government, well, go ahead and use their system. I'm not going to stop you. I just would wish that you don't encourage it because they try to stop us all the time.
But he's got more to say about the crypto rebellion that he believes has failed, and we will talk about that. And it's just laughable, right,
from our perspective. It's hilarious.
But we'll continue here because it's a different perspective. Normally, it's all about, like you said, the terrorism, supposed, and the drug dealers and all the scaremongering. So this guy takes a bit of a different attack, and we'll continue with that here in a moment. Your thoughts are welcome. 603-283-6160. More coming up on Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court agreed to fast-track two lawsuits challenging a Texas ban on most abortions, setting oral arguments for November 1st. The White House COVID response team held a briefing Friday morning to provide an update on the coronavirus pandemic. Coordinator Jeff Zients saying some Americans are stepping up to get their boosters.
10 million Americans have already gotten a booster shot. Over 40% of eligible seniors, those most at risk, have gotten their third shot.
The FDA recently authorizing the Moderna and Johnson & Johnson boosters, joining Pfizer, whose COVID-19 booster shot was approved last month. Those eligible for boosters include Americans 65 and older and Americans 18 and older who live in high-risk settings, long-term care facilities, or have underlying medical conditions. This is USA Radio News. Retail outlets are reporting more empty shelves ahead of the shopping surge that occurs every year in preparation for Christmas. Pandemic shutdowns caused a decrease in supplies produced, while government stimulus checks increased demand. Jonathan Gold, Vice President of Supply Chain Policy at the National Retail Federation, saying at this point, shortages are guaranteed. According to the New York Times COVID tracker, Florida now has the second lowest per capita COVID rate of any state, 12 per 100,000, behind only Hawaii with 9 per 100,000 as of October 18th. Florida's vaccination rate, 59% fully vaccinated, is now above the national average of 57%. For example, Pinellas County, which includes St. Petersburg, now has a per capita COVID infection rate that's lower than every county in Delaware, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota, and other blue states. This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yeah, it's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number for you is 603-283-6160. Maybe you want to weigh in on, did the crypto revolution fail? Well, first of all, I think it's way too early to say anything like that. It's only been 13 years on the scheme of money. I mean, so far, it seems to be a major success.
Yeah, you could definitely have fooled me. Considering how long it took for crypto, credit cards, you know, to get off the ground. I mean, it took them like 60 years, I think it was.
Was it that long? I thought they came out in like the 50s.
But, you know,
credit cards were pretty big in the 1980s, I think. I remember that.
So here's the thing, right? Like, so a lot of the world still doesn't have, credit cards are dominant in the United States, you know, since like maybe the late 90s. But the problem is that it doesn't mean that you can go anywhere in the world. You can go to tourist destinations around the world and use credit cards, but there's a lot of places that still don't use credit cards. So, like, you know, it's not.
Even today?
Yeah, even today.
Wow.
I mean, even in Keene, up until like this couple years ago,
we had places that
wouldn't take credit cards.
That's
so,
true.
You know, it's not, and that's the point that I'm making, right? Like, a lot of places don't take crypto yet, but there are still places that do, and it's like credit cards back in the early days. In the early days of credit cards, the only places you could go that would take them are restaurants that were basically, you know, connected to business traveling salesmen. And I think hotels, I think that was basically the only place you could use your credit card. That doesn't mean credit cards were a failure, right? Just because they weren't accepted everywhere after a couple of years.
Yeah, and I don't even know if he's taking that approach here in the story from unheard.com, claiming that the crypto revolution is failing. That's the title of the story. He seems to be focusing not on whether or not it's been adopted, at least so far.
What other basis could you even go on?
Well, that's the thing. He's coming at it from, oh, look, the bankers are now adopting crypto, and so you're not undermining the banks. You're helping them.
Yeah, I mean, he did say something about taking down corporations, and I think that's – I don't know. Like, I don't think that was ever – I don't think I've ever heard anybody say that was one of the objectives.
Well, he didn't use that wording. He says defeat the bankers' hegemony, Wall Street, Federal Reserve, and Silicon Valley.
That's probably a fair statement because that was in the white paper for Satoshi Nakamoto.
But let's go on with what he claims here. He's talking about the J.P. Morgan coin, JPM coin, which is this private interbank settlement coin, basically.
Sure.
It's just, a bank owes another bank money. They send this JPM coin back and forth, and you don't ever get it as a user or as an individual.
Right.
So he says, with more than a dozen institutions now signed up for it, exchanging more than $1 billion daily, a digital financial revolution is in the making. I wouldn't call that a financial revolution. It's like a technology tweak for bankers.
Yeah,
it's not a huge change.
That might be an industry, like an industry revolution within the banking system, but I wouldn't call that, like, as far as, like, you know, you and me, you know, as, like, I don't know, consumers or as, like, business owners. Like, that's not a revolution for us from our perspective.
So he says ordinary citizens, however, won't be part of it. When it was first conceived, crypto's leading advocates insisted we had entered a new era of financial autonomy. All you needed to defeat crony capitalism was a Bitcoin wallet and an internet connection. But in reality, the crypto rebellion has failed to liberate us or achieve anything else its founder Satoshi Nakamoto envisioned. Rather than producing a more open, more liberating, more financially free society, the crypto movement has empowered not just another cabal of corrupt financiers, but a hidden cartel of criminals. There it is. They threw it in.
I must be a criminal for accepting Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies from people around the world on a regular basis. I must be involved in money laundering or some other criminal enterprise. No, I sell computers, guys.
Wall Street rejects and what U.S. Senator Liz Warren has described as shadowy supercoders. I mean, I can't believe this guy even took that seriously. The whole shadowy. Did you hear about that quote when it happened? Shadowy supercoders?
Yeah. I wonder, is this satire?
No, I don't think this is satire.
Because there's so many times where I read something and I think they're serious and then I'm like, wait, no, this can't be real. I mean, they're just so wrong about so many different aspects of it. It's like, if it's not satire, it's like you really don't know what you're talking about.
You know, I was talking with the guys from the film crew about this earlier, the difference between sort of the two different sides of the Bitcoin or the cryptocurrency world. There's the side that wants to be regulated. The side that wants to, like, curry favor with the governments of the world. They want to get the government to, you know, kind of let them exist and not mess with them too much, but they're willing to be regulated in order to do that, and then in the hopes that they're going to make a bunch of money. And then there's people like us that want nothing to do with regulations. Yeah. We want nothing to do with the government and all of its stupid nonsense that they try to shove down people's throats. And that seems to me to be the true, like, Satoshi Nakamoto side, because he seems, or she, whoever it is,
absolutely,
seemed to be about giving people a way out of that system. And I got to disagree with this guy at this article. It's like, that has been a success. Look right now at the market caps of things like Bitcoin. It's over $1 trillion today. Market cap of Bitcoin.
You know, honestly, at the end of the day, the reason it keeps going up in value is because you keep getting, you see more and more adoption. It's really not that hard to understand. It's not like there's not more Bitcoin being mined. If Bitcoin was, like, going away, people would be trying to unload faster than people who were trying to acquire it, right? And so you would see a decline in its value. I mean, that's just basic economics, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that's not happening. We're seeing the opposite of that, and it's because more people are getting on board.
Yeah, and there's more developments all the time.
Right.
More privacy coins specifically are coming out. There's this new term called DarkFi. Have you heard about this?
Yeah, not a lot. I think you might have sent me a link.
I just learned about it literally 2 days ago.
Yeah.
It's so there's RegFi and DarkFi. RegFi is regulated Fi. And then there's finance. Fi is what.
Right.
And then DarkFi is the other side of it, the privacy coins, the people that actually care about independence, the people that care about financial freedom. Those are the people on the other side of the equation. There's the big bankers, there's the Federal Reserve, there's the mega corporations, there's Wall Street, and then there's the rest of us that don't want to have anything to do with those people. And we just want to be left alone. and peace. Cryptocurrency. Yeah, and cryptocurrency enables this.
Right.
And it hasn't failed at that in any way, shape, or form. Okay, fine. JP Morgan's got their own blockchain. Good for them.
Yep.
It doesn't take anything away from me if they're able to send an interbank transfer.
I'm not sure that's a bad thing. I mean, in theory, it lowers the costs of banks to conduct business.
I agree with
which
you.
Which, in theory, should probably get passed on, you know,
to the
competition. Then
yeah.
It should get passed on to the customers at some point. So,
right. I have no problem. Like, as much as I'm frustrated by the banking system, I don't hate the bankers, right?
Like, right.
Like, the local people that run banks are very nice people. Like, I've met a lot of them, and I've sat with them and talked with them, and they're not monsters, but they're working in a terrible industry that's highly regulated by governments, and it sucks. I sat down with a banker years ago with Chris Reitman. We had a meeting with the president of a local bank here in town, and it's like not just one bank. They've got multiple locations in sort of southwest New Hampshire or whatever. And he was super nice, and he was frustrated by the government regulations. He wished he didn't have to deal with them, you know?
I kind of remember this. I mean, that guy sounded like one of the nicest people that I've ever heard of anybody interacting with when it comes to banks.
Yeah. He closed my account, but, you know.
But it wasn't like his choice. And didn't he, wasn't he, the one of the few people who would actually talk to you about why?
It. Yeah, we sat down for an hour.
Because most banks, they won't tell you why shutting your account down. It's like, how... And that's,
it's so corporate and impersonal at these other banks.
And it's kind of crazy, because it's like... And it's funny, especially... Well, you can't say anything here, Ian. But, when you're talking about, the Crypto Six, and you're listening to these, prosecutors in these hearings, and it's like, well, they should have known they're doing something illegal. Well, okay, who told them that they were doing something illegal? Because
no one at
nobody
no point.
Ever at any point said that, you're doing something illegal. They at most said, oh, we have to shut your account down, maybe. But nobody ever said, oh, you're doing something illegal. They said, if anything, the opposite of that.
Yeah, well, actually, to your point, the New Hampshire Banking Commission specifically said, quote, we don't regulate that, with reference to Bitcoin vending machines,
right.
Which the Shire Free Church, church operated.
Even the letter that was sent to the Shire Free Church, by the government, the federal government, doesn't say it is illegal. They say you may require a license. It doesn't say you are required to get a license. It says that you may, which implies that
wasn't even
also
sent to the Shire Free Church. It wasn't even addressed to the Shire Free Church.
Whoever it was addressed to, whatever letter this is the letter they claimed, I think, was sent. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
And say that. It says, it literally implies that you may not be obligated to be regulated or registered. So.
And then they wanted you to sign up for regulation voluntarily.
Right.
On your own. It's like, according to the New Hampshire banking guys, we don't have to do that. So we're not going to. Anyway, the number here if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. This guy's got more to say about why he thinks the crypto revolution has failed. But what about the evolution? Because to me, crypto is about an evolution, not starting over or, improving bankers or whatever. There's more coming up. It's
what if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy. And are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a NobleLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. The number, if you want to join us here, 603-283-6160. You can, of course, bring up whatever you want. Again, that is 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, you've got Ian
and Chris.
We're talking about a, you know, whether you want to call it a hit piece or not. It is on unheard.com. The guy that's writing it.
Sure, sounds like it's a hit piece.
Greg Barker, yeah, it's definitely a hit piece. But it's coming at it from a little bit of a different perspective. He's actually saying the crypto revolution has failed. Not that Bitcoin doesn't work or anything like that, and he does mention the whole, you know, terrorism, criminal allegations, which of course are completely false. I think we should address that here for just a moment. That they've actually looked at the numbers, and I think it's the government themselves. I don't know if it was the Justice Department or whoever, but somebody in the government actually admitted that criminals use cash more than anything else.
It's actually interesting because the so-called terrorists actually, the Federal Reserve actually facilitates, the federal government facilitates more terrorism, both, you know, itself directly, you know, committing terrorism, and also those they would call out as terrorists.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're talking about billions of dollars get, you know, swiped or stolen or whatever through the system, as well as people using the banks to, you know, and the government.
Yeah, sometimes the government just gives them billions of dollars or leaves billions of dollars of military equipment laying around Afghanistan whatever. Right?
I mean, when you're sending over hundreds of thousands of troops to bomb, you know, women and children in villages and then calling that collateral damage, like, I don't know. I mean,
That sounds like terrorism to me.
So let me go on here with the piece. He says, its prominent members, talking about crypto, continue to run rampant around the globe, circumventing laws, regulations, and ethics to accumulate multi-billion-dollar fortunes. Okay, isn't that a success story?
Like capitalism?
Isn't that
capitalism not okay?
Yeah, isn't the whole point of Bitcoin to circumvent the system? Because if that's true,
yeah,
then he's saying it worked.
Right.
he says, to accumulate multi-billion dollar fortunes, not a single country appears to want to host crypto billionaire CZ and his company Binance, the biggest cryptocurrency exchange platform in the world. Meanwhile, Brock Pierce, the billionaire co-creator of cryptocurrency Tether, which is one of the most popular stable coins, as they call it, it's a dollar-backed coin, crypto coin token. It's currently is currently using his wealth to engage in crypto colonialism in Puerto Rico, where dozens of entrepreneurs, and he's putting that in quotes, by the way, hope to build a new city that only uses virtual money. Again, that sounds like a pretty exciting project, if that's actually what they're doing.
I have to say I'm a little bit skeptical of the project, but at the same time, I was skeptical of Free State Project, too, though, but when it first was announced. But nonetheless, I don't necessarily think that's a bad thing. It sounds like a good thing, and I wish them the best of success with it.
Sensing this rising elite is getting a free pass, the world's financial power structures have responded with a regulatory hailstorm. And as it has intensified, the more controversial outlets have tried to meet regulators' demands. Binance has tried to appear more credible by looking at a potential IPO route and appealing to regulators, while BlockFi, a cryptocurrency lender that matches all the Securities and Exchange Commission's criteria for a Ponzi scheme, has had to obey securities laws to continue operating in the U.S., with five states, New Jersey, Alabama, Texas, Vermont, and Kentucky, striking the fintech company, that stands for financial technology company, with either cease and desist, which or show cause notices to prove they're not scammed.
This sounds like standard operating procedure for any company, just about. I mean, especially out of the Silicon Valley area. Even if, like, a lot of that technology, when it's disruptive, you know, they try to outlaw it, you know. It's like the buggy whip, back in the day. They tried to outlaw. The buggy whip dealers tried to outlaw cars or something like that back in the day.
Probably.
It's just crazy.
Well, so it seems like what he's saying here is, cryptocurrency has failed because centralized corporations that the government can target are being targeted. And that's not the essence of cryptocurrency. You know, the essence of cryptocurrency, like Bitcoin, is decentralization.
Right.
It's to get away from having a centralized hub with a bunch of corporate goons or whatever, a CEO and a CTO.
You know what's funny is this is one of the reasons why I kind of like goldbacks, because we should have choices, right? A free market, you know, there should be different options to choose from.
Yeah.
And you don't even need, like, you know, some people think, oh, there could only be one. And that's not really the case, you know. You can have multiple competing options out there. And certainly in the crypto world, there's thousands, but there's only a handful of real successful, you know, cryptocurrencies, I think. But that doesn't necessarily mean, just because you have the dollar doesn't mean you can't have the euro, right? Or the Canadian dollar or the Australian dollar. You know, more competition is better. That's, you know, moral of the story.
Yeah, and if you're going to have a centralized corporation, you're going to get regulated because they can find you.
Right.
They can come to your corporate headquarters, and they can target your corporate bosses, and they can target your engineers, and they can target all the people that, you know, matter, and then they can control your business. And that's not a surprise, and it's not an indicator that the crypto revolution has failed. It's an indicator that centralized corporations are a failure, that centralized companies are ripe for government regulation and ripe for targeting. And so that's one of the things we're actually seeing happening, and I don't know if he addresses this coming up, but the decentralized autonomous organization is now a thing. And it's a thing now because of cryptocurrency, because Dash, I think I touched on this the other night, Dash was the first decentralized autonomous organization. There have been others since then. Some have failed. Some have crashed and burned miserably, but others are going strong.
Doesn't the crazy thing about that too is, like, isn't that the case for most businesses? Like, most businesses fail, right?
That's right.
So this idea that failure is somehow, and that's the crazy thing. I disagree with the idea that failure is bad. I think failure is how we learn.
Yes.
And we don't succeed without first
failing a few times.
You have
so
to.
You're going to have businesses. You're going to have projects that fail. And that's why it's not necessarily a bad thing that there's thousands of cryptocurrencies, at least.
Yeah. And thousands have died, too, right?
Right.
We can go look at the list of cryptos, and it's like 10,000 plus cryptos right now. Most of them are completely unremarkable and, yep, you know, not worth anything. And then there's the other ones that aren't even alive anymore that are, you know, gone.
Yeah.
Because they just failed completely.
Yep.
And that's okay.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
Because there's still an increasing interest. There's still an increasing participation. There's more of these things being created. And the market competition is ripe. I mean, there's a ton of competition in the cryptocurrency sphere. And the reason why is, for the most part, the government can't touch it. The government cannot tell you that you cannot go and copy the Bitcoin code and then change the Bitcoin code or create your whole new code or whatever, like Monero did.
I mean, the government says stuff all the time. The practical reality is they can't enforce it, right? Like,
they haven't told anyone they can't copy code.
They haven't because they know it would be a total failure.
Yeah.
But
it's unenforceable.
Yeah, it's effectively unenforceable. And this is the thing. It's like, you know, when you have enough people defying government often will either not do anything in response.
Yeah, they back down.
Or they will selectively target people in order to, like, kind of scare others.
Yes, like with the Crypto 6.
With the Crypto 6, mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
So as for the bosses, he goes on, as for the bosses of ill-famed Tether, they recently appeared on CNBC trying to convince everyone that their currency has a one-to-one backing, meaning for each Tether in circulation, they claim to have $1 in their reserves backing it up, though they still won't perform an audit of their reserves. And look, this has been one of the questions, the open questions about Tether since the beginning.
Yeah.
They've never really been completely transparent. And yet they are the number one so-called stablecoin in the crypto marketplace with, I think, more than 60 billion tethers in existence. So they claim that they've got enough dollars in bank accounts or investments or whatever to back up those 60 billion tethers that they've issued into the world of cryptocurrency. Now, whether or not that's true, I don't know. But I think you pointed out earlier, if you don't care or if you're concerned about that, don't hold Tether.
Yep.
No one is forcing you to use Tether, ever, at any point. In fact, there are alternatives to Tether. There's probably a dozen other, at least, relatively popular stable coins that compete with Tether.
I don't know if there's a competitor that is audited, but I'd put money that there probably is somebody competing with Tether. And the thing is, I'm not a big stable coin person, so I don't know. But I bet there's competition out there that is audited, and I bet there's people who use that stable coin because of that.
I bet there is.
Yeah.
Since the U.S. government has come down hard on any entity not playing ball, some of the crypto elite have started to question whether true decentralization is a delusion. Indeed, they're starting to realize that it's a lot easier to build a fortune and keep it when they participate in the official system and follow the rules. And he's not wrong about that. There are those people who believe that appeasing the government is the best way to be wealthy and stay wealthy. And they're probably not wrong about that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, look at all the wealthy people that are ensconced in, you know, the halls of power in the United States. They cozy up with senators and they cozy up with representatives and they make their backroom deals and they retire very, very well off and they just don't have any soul. They're completely corrupt and they're evil.
True cryptocurrencies are the people's, you know, enable the people, the power of the people.
Absolutely.
More coming up.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got?
Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.